You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Land of Oz. I, of course, am the wizard for this series. Just wizarding along with our educational broadcasts, that's plural, on asset protection. And I hope you've all been listening very carefully. You see, if you play by the rules, no matter what the rules are, who makes them, there's always a way that you can play their game and win. Always. You just have to learn how to do it. For instance, I gave you one of the biggest clues that you'll ever hear. You see, it's pretty hard. Remember the four things that if you're guilty of those four things, the trust, you have to report everything that the trust makes and file and pay income taxes on that stuff if it's a foreign trust. And if you just eliminate one of them, you don't have to do that at all, because the requirement in the law, or I should say, the phony color of law, Internal Revenue Regulations, says that you have to meet all four of those requirements before you're liable. But if you just eliminate one of those requirements, they might find a way around that. So I taught you how to do two. Remember that whatever you put into the trust, if you create a bill of sale and can prove that it was sold to the trust and the trust is making payments to you over the next 125 years, you can donate just about anything you want to the trust. And even if you end up paying some taxes, it's going to bring those taxes way down. Way down. And in most cases, we'll eliminate them altogether. Plus, if you eliminate the United States citizen beneficiary, or whether you believe that you're a United States citizen or not, if you live in this country and you were born in this country in any of the states, the Internal Revenue Service is going to say you're a United States citizen, even though we all know that you're not, if you're born in one of the several states. So let us continue, and maybe we'll even take some questions later on in this hour. Let me plug this in, just in case I decide to do that. Okay. We left off about transferring property into the trust. And basically, what it boils down to is anything. Anything can be transferred to the trust by simply using a bill of sale. You sell it to the trust for real value. And you can contract in the bill of sale for the repayment, or the payment to you, of the money that the trust owes you can be over the life of the trust, which is 125 years. And no interest. You can contract any kind of payment arrangements that you wish. So this is really simple to do. Now, you should pay very close attention to these things that I advise you to do, because they're not in this report. Okay? And you're not going to know what's into this report till you get it. And you'll see that I have not added to the report. What I'm doing is just telling you some additional things that I've learned over the years ways to keep them from getting your assets, from breaking your trust. And I don't mean your personal... I don't mean creating some doubt of whether or not you can trust them. I'm talking about the trust that's created, the separate entity that we've been teaching you about over all these nights. That bill of sale has to clearly state the value of the transaction and the date that the transfer was made. Make sure that the value is the real value of whatever was transferred. Make sure that you do that, because if you sell it to the trust and the trust is actually making payments to you on time, when it's supposed to, they can't break it. They can't say that you own those things anymore, because you don't. The trust does. And according to the law, you can give these things as a gift to the trust, and the trust owns them, you do not. Or you can sell them to the trust for $10, which is the normal amount that many people use. But see, you're dealing with this outlaw, these Nazi jackbooted Gestapo thug pig pukes, these tyrants who are going to create some way to destroy you, to seize your assets, take everything you own, destroy your family, your business, and everything else. They do it every day all over the place. It will happen to someone listening to this broadcast tonight. Tonight. Don't shake your head no. I know it will. I know what's going on in this country much better than most of you ever will. You see, over the years, I've built this tremendous intelligence network that feeds me information 24 hours a day from everywhere. I have people who just sit in their kitchen and clip out the relatively important newspaper stories from their local newspapers, and they send them to me. And that's just one example. And the bill of sale must include whatever payment arrangements have been made. And there should be a separate contract if there is to be credit given and payments made over a period of time. The bill of sale and the contract for the payments is made a part of the trust documents and minutes, which become a part of the permanent record of the trust activities. You don't have to worry about those because the trustee takes care of that. Well, what about insurance companies, Bill? My gosh, I mean, how can we get insurance for our car? Well, in the first place, if you do this right, it's not your car. Right off the bat, it's not your car. And if you say it is, then it is. If you get my drift. If the car belongs to the trust, the trust becomes the policyholder. The trust purchases the insurance. It's that simple. And as long as the car or any other item is actually owned by the trust, the insurance company has no problem. No problem with this. Any more than they would selling insurance to a corporation or to a foundation or to anybody, any other legal entity. The insurance company, in fact, will be happy to do it. And they will list the trust as the policyholder. You have to remember, folks, that this is not some mysterious thing that you're doing. People have been forming trusts through contract for hundreds and hundreds of years. Up until the common man, that's you and I, discovered these trusts, they were reserved for only the rich, the wealthy, the powerful, the politicians, the leaders, the kings, queens, the presidents, and so on and so forth, senators. So this is not some mysterious, strange thing that just, you know, fell out of the sky. It's just unfamiliar to you, like a lot of other things. So start thinking of this trust as a living and breathing entity, because in the law it is. It is very real and has almost as many rights as you and I. So just pretend it's a living being and you'll understand its role. It owns everything. So now we come to the question, how can funds be legally accessed from the trust? Well, in the first place, you have to have a reason to access the funds. But let's assume you opened your offshore trust, sent your money to the trust legally, whether directly or indirectly, and now you want to access the funds. First of all, understand that Uncle Sam will lay claim to his or her share of every dollar earned abroad and brought back to this country. So don't plan to bring back your funds unless you are willing to be taxed on them. My rule is I work for this entity or for a corporation, and I'm paid for my services. And I make sure that I'm never paid any more than an amount below what is required to file and pay the income tax by this outlaw organization called the Internal Revenue Service.
Oh, but how can I live and eat, and how can I have a roof over my head and all?
You've got to learn to use the gray matter between your ears. You can do it all legally and lawfully without violating any rules, regulations, laws, or anything else, without becoming a criminal. And live happily and comfortably. Now, if you want to live in a great big mansion like a millionaire and have 16 Rolls Royces and a couple of Ferraris in your garage, you're going to pay taxes. Or you're going to be like me and tell them to go stick it where the sun don't shine, because you know you're not liable. And Congress has never passed a law making any of us liable to file and pay the income tax. And they will make your life miserable. Until the war starts. And when the war starts, we'll make their lives miserable. And there will be a civil war in this country. Unless they look around and smell the coffee and make a 180-degree turn from the direction in which they are headed. Because me and a lot of other people like me are not going to stand for a Fourth Reich in the United States of America. Hitler was a socialist. And this is all being brought about by socialists. If you wish to indirectly repatriate your funds, you would reverse the process that we've outlined so far and rechannel funds to the United States through offshore intermediaries in the form of payment for your services. This is the way I do it. You don't have to do it the way I do it. You can do it any way you want to, but sit down and think it through and make sure it's legal and lawful and that you're not violating any law at all. See, I don't own IBCs. I work for them. I don't have trusts. I work for the trust. You see, that's the way that I do it. And there are many ways, ladies and gentlemen, to have access to the funds without ever directly repatriating your money. One way is to have the trust lend you money at a very low interest rate. And you can keep renewing the loan and just pay the interest. This is a loan, not a withdrawal, because the trust owns the note and you owe the money. The trust can also indirectly pay for expenses such as rent, utilities, telephone, or own real property, and allow you to have the use of the property rent-free in exchange for your services. For instance, you may become the caretaker of the property to keep up the maintenance and repair and the cleaning and the groundskeeping and all of these things. But you can't just say that you are. It must be done legally and lawfully. There must be a contract. And you must be paid for your services. Excuse me. Another way to access funds is to have the trustee, through a letter of wishes, distribute funds to any beneficiary, spouse, relative, or friend. Of course, they will be responsible for paying tax on the income, even though the trust does not report the income to the Internal Revenue Service. You are bound by their so-called rules, which have no force of law, just the force of a gun and jackbooted thugs in the middle of the night banging down your door. That's the only force that they have. So they want you to tell them. And I'm telling you right now, if you work it right, you can tell them and still not file or pay any income taxes. Now, if you want to make more than that in this country and you want to live more comfortably, you can be paid any amount you want from either the trust working for the trust or from one of your IBCs working for the corporation. But you have to remember that in this country, you're not going to be able to hide it, and you're going to have to declare it. And if you're playing their game, you're going to have to file and pay income taxes on it. But believe me, it will be much less than if you had not formed a trust, did not have IBCs, and your assets could be forfeit at any time. Well, some of you who are in the business of making money might ask, can the trust make investments? Well, it certainly can. And remember, we're just talking about the trust now. And you're not just going to have one trust. You're going to have several trusts eventually if you're smart. And you're going to have at least two IBCs, maybe more. That's up to you. And the IBCs can do a lot of these things too. But right now we're just talking about the trust. We'll talk about IBCs on another broadcast. Can the trust make investments? Absolutely. Trust funds, ladies and gentlemen, or assets, are invested at the request of the settlor or the beneficiary. And many options, such as stocks, bonds, mutual funds, real estate, precious metals, or even annuities, are available. In fact, anything is available for the trust to invest in, as is available for you to invest in. So, the trust may invest anywhere in the world, onshore or offshore. For the most part, the trust will be able to obtain higher interest rates and a greater return on the investment offshore. Believe me, that's true. The best part is that the trust's income from these investments is tax-free until it's distributed to either the settlor, the beneficiary, or somebody else. And that's if they're living or citizens of an income tax jurisdiction. Finally, one of the best ways for you to access funds is through an international credit or debit card, such as Visa or MasterCard. You can use the card and have the offshore trust pay the balance. And this eliminates the need to wire funds or have funds sent directly to you at additional expense. And the best way to use it is to receive your payment for services rendered and never use it for anything more. Now, here's an example of what may be done to avoid losing personal assets through bankruptcy. You see, bankruptcy is not the end of the world, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, more businesses go out of business every year than survive. And every year, according to statistics, having a little problem with a little cold, It's been raining here every day and every night for probably about 6 weeks. It's like living in Washington State in Seattle. And the vegetation is going crazy. It's like a rainforest here now. I'm not kidding you. We have had record, and I mean record-breaking rains every day and every single night for at least the last 6 weeks without a break. And so we're pretty soggy. We have not had a summer. We have not had one hot day at all. We live in Arizona. Now, let me get back to this. Bankruptcy is not the end of the world. Every year, according to the statistics, bankruptcy sets a new record in this country. More businesses are going out of business every year than ever before in history, and it keeps getting bigger every year. It keeps getting worse every year. So you should handle bankruptcies as a business matter and not an emotional, personal matter, even if it is a personal bankruptcy. Approach bankruptcy through careful analysis and planning. And if you take care of these things, protecting your assets before a bankruptcy becomes inevitable, you're not going to have to worry very much about losing anything. The reason the rich are rich is that they carefully calculate their money management by using trusts to place their liabilities and assets in separate entities. So no matter what happens, the most they can lose is just a little bitty bit. I'm going to have to take a little break here and drink some water or something. So, let me find something to do. Okay, we'll do that. Except I forgot which one it is. I think it's this one. If it's not, we'll find out. I'll be right back, folks. Nope, that was the wrong one. Oh, here's the right one.
Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows that the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows that the boat's leaking. Everybody knows that the captain's mad. Everybody got this broken feeling, like a father or a dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows.
Well, before we go any farther, folks, I think we'll open the phones for questions, if anybody has any questions, and try to clear up some of the questions or misconceptions or worries, or if I can. You know, I don't know the answers to everything, but I know an awful lot of them. And I'll be happy to help you with any of the questions that you may have. So the phones are open at 520-333-4578. That's 520-333-4578. And if anybody has any questions, we'll clear those up right now. we're right at a point in this where we need to take a little break away from it anyway, and I'm sure that somebody out there is wondering about something. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi. I was wondering if you could put a professional practice in a trust and then purchase it back later on for retirement.
Now, by professional practice, what are you talking about?
Like a physician practice.
Can you put the practice
in
a trust?
Yeah.
That's a question that nobody's ever asked me, but I'm sure that you can. But what would be more practical is to put the practice in an IBC.
I see. Okay.
In other words, the practice would, you would sell the practice to an international business corporation, and then if you were the principal originally in that practice, you would become a contract agent of the IBC, not an employee. You don't ever want to be an employee again.
I see.
Nor do you want any of the entities that you create to ever be an employer. Everything is done by contract.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Does that help at all?
Yeah, it certainly does.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for
Bye.
Calling. See, somebody's always got a question. And sometimes it's one that I've never heard before. I've never heard that before. But that's what I would recommend, because that's what the IBC is for. You can also do it with a trust, because you can create what's known as a business trust, like Harvest Trust. Harvest Trust is a business trust. I work for Harvest Trust. And Harvest Trust pays me a small pittance for my services, and it provides adequately for my personal needs. 520-333-4578. See, we're used to thinking of businesses as things like bookstores or manufacturing companies. A professional is in business, and his practice is a business. We just have to learn to think of it in a different way. And of course, you can do it with a trust, or you can do it with an IBC. I would recommend the IBC. 520-333-4578 is the number. And if you have any questions, this is the time to ask them, so that we can make sure that you're ready to continue on, because it's going to get more involved as we go on. And if you have questions now that you don't get cleared up, if you think you're lost now, wait for a couple of more episodes and you're really going to be lost. Also, folks, I promised you last night I would do this. If you would like to receive a copy of this huge report, it's $50. We only accept, and Mr. Nichols sent me a check. I have to send it back to him, because we don't accept checks. We only accept cash or blank money orders. Cash or blank money orders. That's all. Nothing else. And send it to the Hour of the Time in care of 101.1 FM, P.O. Box 940. Eager, Arizona, 85925. That's the Hour of the Time, in care of 101.1 FM, P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. We'll get your report right out to you, along with an application to get you started, so that you can get started building your asset protection. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Bill. I was wondering if there is some place domestically where you could go to speak to somebody one-on-one about the offshore things. I guess it's kind of like, with Bob Swan, you can, you know, get to somebody locally to talk to something about this relating to offshore.
No.
Okay.
No, there's not. You can reach people through our website, and you can talk to them personally on the telephone if you want to.
Okay, using the numbers that are there.
Using the numbers that are there, yeah.
Okay.
Okay? But no, is there somebody in your town you can go talk to? No, not on your life.
Yeah, that's obviously what I would desire to be able to do.
Well, you know, I don't blame you for that, but no, there just is not.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. Thank you, Mr. Cooper. I'm surprised to get through. I want to thank you very much for all you've taught me over the years I've been listening to you, and I really appreciate all of your efforts.
Well, you're welcome.
It's a great honor for me to be able to speak with you, as brief as it is. About 3 years ago, I heard you speak with your friend Bob on this issue,
uh-huh.
And I continued to pursue... about 3 years ago, I heard you speak with your friend Bob on this issue,
uh-huh.
And I continue to pursue that organization and have established the complex trust and such.
Good. It's the best you can get. It just costs more money than most people can afford.
Well, at the time, it seemed the thing to do for protection of assets and to... improve our tax liability situation,
mm-hmm.
I guess it's the proper way to phrase that.
If you do it correctly, it is the only thing to do.
Well, that's how I've felt about it, and I've been glad we went that way. And you were talking about Belize as being an offshore place, a
yeah.
location.
It's a haven. It's a tax haven and a trust haven.
I've heard some talk with... I've talked a little bit with Bob about the Cayman situation.
The Caymans is another one.
Is that situation similar to how you explained the Belize situation?
Oh, yes. Yeah, there are a lot of them. But the reason I recommend Belize in particular is because Belize trust laws have been tested. And Belize has, in every single test, supported the trust.
I see. Has there been a similar test to the Cayman situation?
Not for trust, no.
Really? And you had mentioned earlier in the broadcast tonight that there are various ways that assets can be transferred or granted to the trust through the creator. And one way was, as you mentioned, establishing a payment for a fair value of the place in the trust.
That's the best way, because then they can never, ever, ever... call it some kind of a scam, because you actually sold the assets to the trust for the real value of the assets. They cannot dictate to you the arrangements of the contract or the terms of the payment.
I'm sure you're familiar with the situation that your friend Bob, I'm not sure if it's appropriate to mention a name or anything of the organization, that's why I'm being...
No, it's best that you don't.
Exactly, as I thought. But you're familiar with that sort of situation that the organization that he works with utilizes, and I believe it was a granting into trust by the creator for like a $10 value. I'd have to review my indenture again, just, you know, because I've forgotten
yes.
exactly what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Where that's already history now for my situation, is there a way to...
Oh, but it's not history. The law says you can correct a mistake if you want to. If you and the trust agree that a mistake was made... and that was not the proper thing to do, you can rectify it at any time. The law allows for you to correct mistakes. What the law does not allow is for you to get away with criminal activity. But you see, that is not illegal. It's not unlawful. The law says that you can do that if you wish. It's the IRS, these criminal Nazi jackbooted thugs that say it's not okay. There's no law that says that you can't do that.
Exactly. I was...
It's the criminals in the Internal Revenue Service who say you can't do that.
And obviously, with the way that you had talked about it, having them pay you for fair value
mm-hmm.
is going to make you less of a target. I guess it may be an...
It'll make you an absolute no target.
So that can be...
But remember, if you do it, If this can't be a scam, you can't just come out with a contract. The trust actually has to make the payments for that number of years, however many you contract, to actually pay the real value of those assets.
Right.
And if that does not happen, then you're just working a scam, and you can't do that.
Right, and I have no intention of...
Oh, I know, but you got to remember, this is radio. I'm talking to millions of people, and I have to make sure that even the least bright person out there, who might be one of the best people in the world, but may not just understand this stuff, understands what I'm talking about.
That's right. I forget it's not just you and I talking here.
That's right. It's not just me and you. It's millions of other people listening.
It's just that I'm so pleased to be able to actually speak with you. I had hopes of being able to come to your week-long event, but I suppose those will never happen again.
Well, I don't know if they'll ever happen again or not. I just can't figure out how to do it to make sure that... That a ringer doesn't slip in with a badge and a gun and in the attempt to arrest me, which I will not allow him to do, shoot some innocent people.
Right.
That I don't want ever to happen. I don't ever want anybody who's an innocent person to get hurt because of what I have chosen to do. You see what I mean?
I see what you mean.
So I have to be very careful. I have to be very careful when I go somewhere because some innocent cop who... might stop me because a taillight is out. Instead of giving me a ticket, he might think, oh, I'm going to be the big dude and I'm going to make this bust and maybe I'll get a federal job and I'm going to have to shoot the stupid, ignorant jerk. And then his wife and children will be without a father. You see, so I have to be very careful. I don't want that to ever happen, but I'm not going to their prison because I stood up and did the right thing. I will defend myself to the death before I allow these tyrants to destroy me like they've destroyed so many others. And I am more than willing to use the tools that the Founding Fathers gave us, which is the right to keep and bear arms, or any other tool that I have available to me.
And I'm sure that all of us as your listeners won't ever appreciate the sacrifices that you make for the liberties that we take advantage of.
Until you're enslaved.
Right.
And then you'll understand perfectly well.
Well, this is exactly. Well, entering into the trust arrangement was sort of like a step for me, moving towards a way to help guarantee the liberties that have been, given me as a citizen of this country, of my state.
Mm-hmm.
When you had first learned about the situation with Bob and the whole trust situation, had you then later discovered the offshore opportunities?
No. As a matter of fact, I already had two offshore trusts.
I see.
When we did the other ones.
Because I remember before when we used to buy products from you, we would pay you differently than now. Now, after the thing with Bob on the radio, then it became Harvest Trust.
Oh, don't you remember making payments to something called 1216?
Right. Uh-huh. Well, I was innocent back then. I didn't know any better. Well, I really appreciate your time, and I hope I have the opportunity to speak with you again sometime. And I'll obviously be ordering the tapes on the series as well as the $50 packet there.
Yeah, I recommend that you get both because the report does not have my personal recommendations through my study of the law and my ability to work with these things that I've learned over the years. And I got to tell you, what I've learned is so much more than what I've ever heard anybody else teach that I hope everybody is really paying attention.
I hope so. Have you talked to Bob and his associates and friends regarding the enhanced quality of protection and with the offshores?
They already know that.
They already know about that?
Yeah. In fact, when you went to the indoctrination and signed up and got your trust... they informed you that you can move your trust offshore anytime you want to.
Right. I talked to Mike just a couple of days ago about their trip to the Cayman,
mm-hmm.
where you can get further education on that.
Yeah.
That would be something that you would recommend?
If that's the way you want to go.
I mean, at least...
But I do recommend that you get your assets, your trust, your companies, everything offshore immediately. This country is the New World Order. This country is exactly... As the Ayatollah Khomeini said, this is the great Satan. This is the country that's destroying freedom. We're not being threatened from without. This is the country that created the League of Nations. This is the country that created the United Nations. This is the country with no foundation in law whatsoever that just bombed the hell out of the Yugoslavian people. It's this country, and you'd better understand that. Every time troops are sent to a foreign country to tow them into line, it's this country that sends its military.
Right.
And if you study the occult symbolism in Washington, D.C., you'll find out that this country is the headquarters for the Illuminati in the world.
Well, I feel blessed to have had the opportunity to listen to you for the last 4 or 5 years.
Well, listen, I got to let the phones go for some other people who may have some questions. I just can't talk to you forever.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the courtesy and the time you've given me and hope to speak to you again.
You're welcome.
Thanks
for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. The phones are open once again. The last caller had some good questions and some good comments, and that's why I let him talk so long. 520-333-4578 is the number. If you have a question, if you have something that's sort of clouded in your mind about what you've been hearing every night, now's the time to ask that question and get it cleared up, because things are going to get more complicated. You see, we've just been talking about trust. Very shortly, we're going to throw some other things. We're going to throw multiple trusts in here and international business corporations. And I'm going to show you how to set up a bulletproof asset protection program that you will be so happy to have. 520-333-4578. One of the reasons I'm doing it is, you know, if they come up for me tomorrow night and I end up 6 feet under, I don't want all this knowledge I've gained to go to waste. I would just love it if everybody in this country were listening to this broadcast and implementing an asset protection program and just put the Internal Revenue Service right out of business so that nobody would ever pay them another nickel of their tribute ever again. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes. Mr. Cooper, it's a pleasure to speak to you.
Thank you.
And not only with your book, but all your material and website is just fabulous. One of the questions that I do have for you is, how can we go about telling other people about trust or unexplained, other than if we can't get them or I can't get them the report, is there another way to at least explain it to them, because they don't have shortwave radio to even listen to you?
Well, you can get them the report. When you purchase this report, you purchase the right to sell it.
Okay, okay. Okay, so then...
But you cannot give it away. That's the specification when you buy this report. You cannot give it away. You must sell it. You must sell it for $50. And believe me, it's worth $10,000.
No, I totally. Then I guess another question is, with the different trusts you have, you mentioned Belize, and there's also Panamanian Trust.
Wait a minute. No. Trusts are trusts, no matter where they're formed. The difference is the law in the country that it's formed in.
Okay, I understand.
There are countries that are more favorable to trusts and will protect trusts, and there's countries who have never been tested. They have laws that say they'll protect trusts, but the law's never been tested. Nobody has ever challenged it.
So you have never come across, and I mean, I've listened intensely and read, you know, a lot on the website, there is no, and I'm sure our listeners will know, a downside that you've come across that bothers you, or you say that's something just to look out for?
The only downside is that you must make sure that you're not playing some little game with yourself. You know, I've seen so many so-called patriots and other people who are just running around looking for something that they can hide under. This is not something to hide under. You have to obey the law. You have to do what's required when it's required. You have to do it a certain way. You have to give up ownership of everything. And that's the biggest downside for Americans. For some reason, Americans have this thing in their head that if they don't own the property, that they're worthless.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, This way protects the property, and though they may not own it, it is preserved for their heirs or assigns, their posterity, as the Founding Fathers called it, so that it's not destroyed or eaten away by lawyers or petty lawsuits or the Internal Revenue Service jackbooted Nazi tyrannical thugs, the Gestapo, or anybody else.
Okay, and
even the police in your town, you know about these asset seizure laws?
Yes.
Guess who gets the money from that?
The IRS.
No, the police department that seizes the assets. So some police departments have now changed their whole mode of operation. They go after people's property because the police department gets that property, and the police department becomes rich. How do you think they buy these tanks and flamethrowers and all this other stuff? That's expensive.
Two quick things just also to ask you, because I know your time is just totally valuable. One is, at the end of the show, hopefully you could just maybe let us know how we can support you,
Well, that's not the subject for tonight. I really thank you for that, but that's not the subject for tonight's broadcast. We really need to let other people get in here and ask their questions. It's only 1 hour long.
Okay.
Okay? Thanks for calling.
Thanks very much.
520-333-4578 is the number. You have to understand, folks, there may be somebody else out there who wants to ask a question. This broadcast is only an hour long, so we have to make the phone available in case somebody else wants to call in and clear something up. 520-333-4578 is the number. And by the way, while we're waiting for a phone call, we have some generators. I understand generators are scarce and getting expensive. And even when you find someone who says they have them, they usually don't, and you end up waiting for weeks and weeks and weeks to get them. We have some generators, 5 kilowatt, that's 5,000 watts, with a peak surge of 6,240 watts. And they have Briggs & Stratton engines, and you can get them for $750 plus $81 shipping to your door, anywhere in the country. That's in the United States of America. That's $750. They're guaranteed for 1 year. We have them in stock right now, $750 plus $81 shipping. They weigh 155 pounds to your door anywhere within the United States. Okay, 520-333-4578 is the number. If you have a question, if you have been pondering over this, you don't really understand something that I've said or one of the concepts that goes along with this, now's the time to call and clear it up. 520-333-4578. I'll repeat the address where you can write and send your $50 for the report and your application. It's the hour of the time in care of 101.1 FM. P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. Don't wait, folks. Remember the gentleman who called last week? He wanted to know how he could protect his assets because he was in the middle of the divorce and his wife was going after everything he owned. That's too late. When you're in bankruptcy, that's too late. When somebody files a suit against you, that's too late. When the IRS comes after you, that's too late. Listen to me carefully. You don't want to be too late. That gentleman who called last week is going to lose everything he owned before it's over. Good evening. You're on the air.
Mr. Cooper.
Yes, sir.
This is one of your avid listeners from Canada. Have you done any research into the tax laws in Canada? And if so, can I get any information how to protect my assets in this country?
No, that's your job. It's your country. It's your tax laws. How come you haven't done it? Why should I do it?
I agree with you, sir.
Why would I do it?
Yeah, I agree with you. Okay, then. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Sorry to have to tell somebody that, but isn't it a shame when somebody in Canada has to call somebody in the United States to find out about their own tax laws? And it would be just as much a shame as if somebody in the United States called somebody in Canada to find out about their own tax laws. You have to do it yourself. And if you don't, you'll never really know if the person who told you was right or wrong. Unfortunately, There is no magic bullet. There is no easy way. Everything that's ever worth doing requires work. Work. And that's what most people are always trying to get out of doing. They want somebody else to tell them the easy road instead of doing the work. But the work is what you got to do. There are eight. Listen to me carefully. I'm going to use some old American slang. There ain't no easy road. You don't want the flies in the house? You got to build a screen door. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Mr. Cooper. I have one question. If you sell property to a trust, does that clear the property tax?
What do you mean, does it clear the property tax?
Well, would the trust still have to pay property tax?
If there's a property tax on the property, yes. The only thing that clears the property tax is if you patent the land and receive an allodial title.
Okay.
Whether you do it or the trust does it doesn't make any difference. You can't get out from underpaying property tax just by selling it to the trust. But you'll make it a lot easier for the trust to do it if you sell it to the trust for 25 silver dollars and other considerations, which can be 120,000 Federal Reserve notes. You don't understand what I'm talking about, do you? That's okay. Thanks for calling.
All right.
That's, you know, I'm not teaching that tonight. But 520-333-4578. Yeah, most of you that are paying property tax because you don't own the property. You never will own the property, no matter how much money you pay. And even if you think you paid it off, you will still be paying property tax, which is the lease payment to the true owner, which is the state. And there's only one way to get out from under that. Become the true owner. And you can't do it by purchasing anything with phony Federal Reserve notes that are not money. They're legal tender. And they're just notices that somebody owes somebody some money. And you can't pay for something with a notice that somebody owes somebody some money. You have to pay for things if you really want to own them with real money. And then you have to go through the necessary paperwork to get that property out from under the old ownership, which was never the person you really bought it from. It's the state. Most Americans have big problems understanding that because they have just been fooled for so long they don't know a thing about the law or how it works or the deceptions that have been played on them or anything else. 520-333-4578 is the number. We have time for maybe two or three more calls. If there's anybody out there who has a question, I'm sure there are a lot of you out there who have questions, but you don't have the guts to make the call. And the ones who do call, you got good intestinal fortitude. Remember, folks, you have nothing to fear from me if you have a legitimate question and if you're polite. You know that. If you're talking about something off subject, when I've declared the subject, you know you're going to get hung up on. And if you start off on something that's just absolutely stupid, you know I'm going to not gonna let you get away with that. Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just turning the radio down. I have not heard all of your shows on this subject about trust.
Mm-hmm.
And a little while ago, you were giving out your address, and you were saying blank money order or cash, was it?
Yes.
And was that for a package on how to do these trusts?
Yeah, it's for a big, huge report along with an application that you can use to send in with your money to get started building your trust.
Okay.
Or your asset protection program, however far you want to go with it. But you at least need a trust.
All right. And while I'm on the phone, will you repeat that address to me one more time? It's Harvest Trust?
No. I didn't say anything about Harvest Trust.
I'm sorry, Hour of the Time.
Yes, the Hour of the Time.
Okay.
In care of 101.1 FM.
101.1 FM.
P.O. Box 940.
P.O. Box 940.
Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R.
A-Z.
Arizona, 85925.
85925. 125.
Uh-huh, and it's $50, blank money order, or cash only.
Okay, $50 cash.
Mm-hmm.
And let me ask you again, I know that you weren't doing the show on this, but that patent allodial title.
We're not doing that tonight.
Okay.
Don't even ask me about something we're not talking about.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. I think we might, just might, have room for one more call. Maybe not. I don't know. We'll try it, though, if somebody wants to call. We'll see how much of the conversation we can get in before, and I think we can get in a call. 520-333-4578. If you want to call right quick. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Cooper.
Hello.
I've been listening to your programs on trust. And I'm just confused about if I have, U.S. dollars,
yeah.
How do I put that into a trust without getting something in return?
You have to get something returned for anything you put in the trust. I don't care what it is.
Right. So,
if you want to stay clean, if you want to stay clear, if you don't want the IRS, come sniffing around your door.
Right. But so maybe I have to listen more. But I guess the question is, if I want to set up the trust or an IBC,
yeah.
Then...
You know what I would do? I would sell those phony Federal Reserve notes for silver dollars. I would demand...
Oh, okay, then you can transfer that for something else?
You can do whatever you want with it. Silver dollars is money. Federal
right.
Reserve notes is nothing but toilet paper.
Okay, but if I wanted to open an account of some sort in an offshore...
We're gonna talk about that later, but you don't want to open an account anywhere.
Oh, okay. But
you don't want an account.
Right. Okay.
The trust will open
the trust
an account.
Will.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess I'm just a little bit confused on how you would transfer, say, silver dollars into a trust fund without how do you get something back?
Why would you want to transfer the silver dollars into the trust? You're getting paid by the trust. You were talking about transferring Federal Reserve notes into the trust.
Yeah.
I was saying sell the Federal Reserve notes to the trust for silver dollars.
Okay.
You're going to get silver dollars in return. You're not going to give them back to the trust.
So then the trust is really just for non-monetary property?
No. The trust is for anything you want it to be for.
Okay, but I guess I got confused because you said...
The trust is a person. Stop thinking of it as something weird. A trust is a person just like you, and the trust can do anything that you can do. It can own anything that you can own. It can open bank accounts. It can make investments. It can create businesses. It can buy insurance. It can do anything like that.
In order to set it up, you said that you have to get something in return to make it clean or, legitimate.
No. It's legitimate however way you want to do it, even if you give everything to the trust. But we have these criminals in the United States called the Internal Revenue Service that will come around and say that you're trying to cheat them out of some money if you don't do it the way I'm telling you.
Okay. Well, I'll have to listen in more. And then
now, if you're brave like I am and you're willing to die for what you believe, then just tell them to kiss off. Make sure that you got all your weapons loaded 24 hours a day. And don't be afraid to shoot them right between the eyes if they come busting in your door. But most of you don't have the guts to do that. And so you're playing their game. Even though you know there's no law that requires you to file and pay income taxes, you're going to do it every year. So if you're going to play their game, play it so that you don't lose. That's what I'm trying to teach you.
Okay. Well, you helped me out a lot over the couple of years. So
good.
Thanks so much.
Got to let you go. We're out of time.
God bless. Bye.
God bless you, too. And good night, folks. God bless you all. God bless you, Annie, Pooh, and Allison. I love you, wherever you're at. I hope that everything's okay and that you're healthy. And I know you're probably not having a good time, but I wish you were anyway.
Who in the sunshine, who in the night,
slow decay. Who shall I say is gone?
The Lizard.